Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulties.
Yo, Shorty Red. It's your Uncle Big Snoop Dogg.
This show is a 420 belated edition.
Let's see if we can
this
get our
drip on. Remember to do it on 420.
Yeah, the club.
Yeah, we're doing it now.
Club, that is. Yeah.
If you're blazed right now.
You're dead.
If you're blooded.
To LA. Come on. Come on.
Feel like
shake
I feel.
Some. Yeah. Shake some.
Shake some. Just tell it.
Yeah. Show me a piece of your love, and girl, I'll break you off. Anything you want, anything you need, I give it to you, 'cause I like the way you move when you're on that stage, girl. Do what you do, I'm a drifter. Give it to her with no question. While she's dancing, my money's romancing. Trying my best to keep my in my pants in. 'Cause she's sexy and she lets me. I'ma break her off. 'Cause she looking real choosy and she dance for the money, but her body says do me. I'm a drifter. Check me out, nephew. I'm in the Z28, rolling with the seats back. I got the things tucked away, so they can't see that. And when I step up, I gotta be for sure, gotta be a hit. Everything I drop, gotta be the shoot. Big S, N, double O, all on the club to club. As I drift, have a drink, it seems I can't. Got air in my hands, going hard to paint. Dropping dollars, popping coppers, damn fool, what it do? Stopping hoppers, dang, dang, hang just a little. I wanna put that in the middle. Get the number real slick to say, and quick to say, swift like drift away. Hey,
I'm a drifter. Woo! Thank you, instrumental, like, that shit just makes you just, it just makes you, like, you know, zoom. Anyway, it's your boy JJ holding it down. We've been gone for a minute, and now we're back in full effect. It just took a lot, you know. Slid my ass off. We was under construction, or under construction, whatever, you know what I'm saying. In other words, it's been a while. But now we're back. You're on live with us for an hour and 30 minutes. I tried to make it a two-hour special, but I was, you know, too busy trying to promote. I'm about to start adding it, putting it on MySpace and all. So let's see. Without further ado, I want to see if all of it recorded. Because if all of it recorded, then I can read it off to you people on what's... Oh, come on, are you serious? There we go. All right. My computer never changes. All right, there we go. I didn't record all of it. I didn't recall all of it. All right, so hold on. Let me unmute Kuba first. And then I'm going to fucking... Yeah, I know Kuba's in the building. He had a bunch of Mexicans in the background.
What? Yeah. What? What'd you say?
Oh, what's Singapore? Ah!
What did you say?
I said, you know, Kuba's in the building. You hear a bunch of Mexicans in the background.
Yo, you know, I was just telling one of my boys. He was chilling at the beach, and he said the same thing. Yeah, you know, when Spanish around, you're like Mexican. I was like, hold up. You know what? How about I call y'all Haitian? I said, oh, yeah, y'all just like Haitian. Would you like to be called Haitian?
Would I like to be called Haitian?
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Would you like to meet me for old man? Here comes them Haitians again. Just because you black?
I don't care, because this is like, it doesn't bother me.
Well, it bothers me, goddamn it, I ain't no fucking Mexican.
Hey, Mexican. Did you like that song?
Yeah, that song was hot.
Yeah,
uh-oh, this is a whole new show now, everybody.
That's you,
man.
Yeah.
Dig it high. It's a brand new show now.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's a brand new show with the same old-ass computer.
Oh, wow.
I wish I got this printer to work so I can actually just print the shit out and read it off and not depend on, you know, the slow-ass fucking computer.
Yeah, right? You never fixed your printer?
Huh?
You never fixed the printer?
No, I never fixed it. All right, here we go. Yeah, that song was fire. That song was definitely fire. I forgot the password to the show page, so I had to go on Internet Explorer, and I think that's what's slowing my shit down.
How the hell you forget the password to the show page when you're, like, on that thing every day?
Because it's under you.
Stop it. How you figure it's under me?
It's your...
Yeah, I made the password, but I gave it to you.
Yeah, but... It was stored in, and then...
Oh, I got you. So, what, you gonna play another song?
You know, I think that's what's best. I'll play another song.
Play another quick song, and what's the topic for today?
It's Disgusted Wednesday, belated 420 edition.
Disgusted Wednesday? Why is it Disgusted Wednesday?
Because it's just, I'm taking 6-4's advice, like, you're going to be disgusted, like, if you won't, it's disgusting, you know what I mean? Like, if anything happens, like, not if anything happens, but, like, say somebody, you know, feels disgusted, and they want to blow their heart out, want to roast somebody, it's Disgusted Monday, or Wednesday, whatever the fuck it is. 420 edition.
All right. But see, 420 is supposed to be happy, so 420 doesn't go with...
That's the point. Like, you're happy, but it's disgusting if somebody's fucking it up.
All right, go ahead. Play that show so we can get on the topic.
All right. Ah, let's see.
You going to play that remix? Huh?
Should I play it?
I said, are you going to play that remix?
Should I?
Yeah, why not?
All right, fucking jerk off. I'm going to promote a little bit. Then I'm going to play that song. You know, just to show
you're
going to
promote a little bit?
Yeah.
I thought you were promoting all day.
No, I was putting together what I wanted to put. I didn't get a chance to really promote because the fucking computer's acting up. And I set a show from 5 to 7 and then we didn't fucking make it. Actually, no, I'm going to play this song. This song is my shit. It's a little R&B, but it's still hot. Like, you know what I mean? And I don't really be listening to Chris Brown like that.
Oh, okay. Is it the Forever one?
Yeah.
I knew it. That song is hot.
That song is fire. So, stay tuned in. I promise we're going to have our shit back, you know, back in order when we get back. You know, just take a chill pill. This is Chris Brown Forever. Keep it locked on the TD show. Hooba JJ. We out.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
dogs, huh? Who killed the dogs?
That's a trap. Yo, did you see that boxing match between, what the fuck is the guy? It's some white boy from overseas and Bernard Hopkins.
Nah.
Bernard Hopkins got into the fight. Like, he's the one that provoked it to be a fight. You know what I mean? White boy was at the casinos just chilling. And Bernard Hopkins said some shit about, like, somebody came up to him and said, like, the white boy was any soldier the greatest. So Bernard Hopkins starts talking shit, talking about, oh, he would never let a white boy beat him. He would never let a white boy beat him. Listen to that. Yada, yada, yada. Talking shit. And he got beat.
He got beat?
By a white boy, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's like, it's hard.
Talking shit.
Yeah, talking shit. Don't talk
so
shit. You know you're going to whoop ass. Mom. That's what I'm eating right now.
What are you eating right now? Macaroni and cheese? It better not be.
Nah.
What you eating?
I'm actually eating some. I took the bag out of the Kellogg's box. I'm eating that as if it was potato chips.
Oh, those sound the best. That's how I munch on those all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You like, oh, that's shit. They say sugary.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
I love them. And if you swallow them with extra spit.
Oh, yeah.
And you mush it up in your mouth, it's even better.
Shout out to 420. Man. Give a big shout out to 420.
Yes, shout out to 420. I had a very good 420. I had, I think, the best 420 in my life.
Really? What did you do?
Well, we did nothing but blaze and burn all day. And I got to meet my nephew, which was 419, which was even better because we started it on 419, and then it went in all the way to 420. It was all day, all night. We started it at about 11, or no, maybe even early. We were about 11 or so at night, and we didn't finish until about 11 the next day on 420. 11, 12, because we were just burnt out. We had like 3 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah. It was like a whole bunch of heads. Kelly was there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Kelly was there. We had a good time. That was just, you know, it was nice.
Shout out to Kelly.
Here, yeah, shout out to Kelly. Wish you could have been here.
Oh, yeah. I wish to.
I don't know if it was all right for you. You might have been a little bit rookied out. We had somebody pass out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He really passed out?
He felt like fall asleep, passed out. Like, literally, he was so tired, he couldn't stay up no more.
So what did y'all do to him? Because I learned the hard way.
Huh?
I learned the hard way.
You learned the hard way?
Yeah.
Well, we basically, like, put shaving cream and stuff like that. We put toothpaste on his hands, and we tickle his nose, and he gets it all over his hand. We painted his face.
That shit actually works?
Yeah, because I'm telling you, he was a rookie. He had just started smoking maybe a week before 420, and he decided to do it just for 420.
Mm.
He was this big thing about it and this and that, and he wound up, like, he used to talk crap on it. Oh, you guys, and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, he wound up liking it because he thought it was, like, some real stuff.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be actually great. He liked it, and then it was a wrap from there, so he started just for 420, and he wound up liking it. And but the thing is, like I said, we was going cypher to cypher. Like, I guess he couldn't handle it. He was too much of a rookie. And he literally passed out, like, sleeping. Like, he couldn't stay up.
Wow.
But it was hilarious. It was funny.
Yeah,
well, we were drinking, too. That had some help, too.
Now, how much skill do you need to have in order to smoke? And while you're smoking, like, while it's still in your throat, swallow alcohol.
Oh, that's what we were doing. I'm telling you, I couldn't put the pictures up because I have my Mama Dukes with me right now. So I couldn't put the pictures up. But once I get those pictures up, it's a wrap. I mean, the things we were rolling looked like it was just nothing but Godfathers all day, every day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you that don't know what a Godfather is, it's a cinnamon roll that you take the insides out and you fill it with cheese. And it's a lot of cheese, not just a little bit of cheese. There's not no little bullshit-ass edamame, a little bit of cheese in the donut. It's a lot of cheese in the donut. So much cheese in there that you get a headache from all the sugar and the sugar and cream around the cheese. So much cheese that you get constipated.
You still haven't experienced one, right?
Nah, I haven't got one yet.
Damn, 420 was the day, too.
I tell you right now, all the dope boys, they were happy.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, they were happy because they got paid.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I tried to call SD and SD's being a dickhead. He's not answering the phone. No, he must be in his shed, in his mother's shed, touching himself.
Weather up.
The weather's pretty good.
Yeah, the weather's pretty good?
Yeah, the weather's pretty good.
That's what's up. It's even better here.
whatever.
I was waiting to get back just so I could say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let me preach. Let's see. My thing is blinking. Let's see if that means somebody is on hold. Why is it that everything you eat?
Munch in the face, ass nigga?
Huh?
You crunch and munch in the face, ass nigga?
Why is everything? Right, ain't nobody on hold. Why is everything a good case of your shit? Like, I'm wondering, like, I ain't never ate these before in my life. These motherfuckers.
Yeah, what?
Good.
A whole bunch of 21-year-olds hitting on me, and I'm like 31. What is that about?
Wow. That's exactly what it's about. You hang out with a young crowd. Young people do.
Well, I only did it because my nephew and all that, but. It's so funny because after a while, he was like, yo, we out. Just not only no bro, disrespecting my DD. Yeah, I feel funny calling 21 calling me DD, but it's all good. I love it. And he got mad, so we wound up leaving. That's disgusting because I would never hit on them. I don't care how cute. You know, if I see somebody, even if it's cute or whatever, just knowing that he's 21, I wouldn't hit on him. Like, that's a baby.
Yo, this baby shit. Age and number. But then again, so is time. AJ number, nigga. Yeah. So it's 12 years.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Listen to three of NYC's and one of North Jersey's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on talk radio. Tonight from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Where? Man, I really fucked that all up.
Damn sure it did.
Tonight, 8 p.m. I put where. Let me get that out of there. It's like the last one I sent out. Hey, look, fuck it. I'm keeping it. Because I'm smoking, so I'm high. Fuck up.
You have a legitimate excuse to be retarded right now.
Exactly. Tonight from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., where we will be talking about women and excuses, as well as men, and what price they would sell their woman for. All that will be in the building, in control of the music and phone lines and shout outs, is me, your dude JJ. Then we got the crazy, sexy Cubana immigrant, Cuba.
Listen, you fucking cheetah chaser, don't be calling me no immigrant.
The black Mario brother, my brother in the face, 6'4". The grungy, grimy gang star, Trinidad, Sean Kingston in the face, special D.
Me, Wangsta.
Yeah, Wangsta in the face, special D, a.k.a. SD. And last but not least, the Fred Flintstone, Fredro star, Fred Sanford and Sons in the face, L.E. L.E. That's his name for now. It ain't L.E. It's L.E. Huh?
I said I miss L.E. He's a funny dude.
L.E. We do all types of shout-outs, so call up if you want to roast someone and put them on roast, in parentheses, blast. You'll need another tongue from swallowing yours. That's how funny we get. For the special, we will be speaking about all types and different ways people acted when dealing with cinnamon sticks and tea bags. We also are hit with the power to bless you with music that hasn't hit the radio industry. So don't miss out, because tonight is the start of your humor side. We will be on live today from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Listen and chat in our Blog Talk chat room, or join us on the Philly Alibi while tuning in. Just hit the button below to the join. Oh, shit. Just hit the button below to join the laughter. The line to reach us is 347-215-8388. Once again, 347-215-8388. Oh, man. I think that deserves a song.
I got a little technical difficulties with your tongue there.
Huh?
I said, are you having technical difficulties with your tongue?
Yeah. I think I ate some nasty cooch. Maybe that's what it is.
You ate some nasty cooch? Ew.
Yeah.
Gonna rinse your mouth with Clorox.
Yeah. This is brand new. This is already on the CDs, on the mixtapes, and maybe on your bootleg. You know, where else? Where else can you get it at? I see. What else? Radio, video. In other words, this song is out, but it's hot. It just came out. Everyone heard it, but it's hot. But then again, it's by Lil Wayne, so it has to be hot, right? Fuck out of here.
I'm on fire right now.
This is April, new music, Lil Wayne, A Millie, the dirty version. Keep it locked on the TD show. Get high like a motherfucker.
A millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career, this isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write shit, cause I ain't got time. For my seconds, minutes, hours go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Pussy poppin', tell the coppers, ha ha ha. You can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like Orville Redenbacher. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian bitch with long hair, with coconut every year. Like smoking the thinnest air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crackers see me. Like, look at that bastard Weezy. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a goblin? Nothing, nothing. You ain't scaring nothing. On some faggot bullshit. Call him Dennis Rodman. Call me with your own peach, call me on my sidekick. Never answer with this private. Damn, I hate a shy bitch. Don't you hate a shy bitch? Yeah, I hate a shy bitch. She ain't shy no more. She changed her name to my bitch. Yeah, nigga, that's my bitch. So when she asked for the money, when you threw
you don't be surprised, bitch. And it ain't tricking if you got it, but you like a bitch with no ass, you ain't got shit. Motherfucker, I'm ill, not sick, and I'm okay, but my watch sick. Yeah, my drop sick, yeah, my clock sick, am I not sick? I'm ill. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. See, they say I'm rapping like Big J and Tupac. I'm straight 3,000. What is Erica Badu at? Who that say they gon' be Lil Wayne? My name ain't Big, but I keep that flame name. Who that wanna do that for? You knew that you that spoiler. And I be this shit, now you got loose powers. I don't owe you like 2 hours, but I would like for you to pay me by the hour. And I'd rather be pushing flowers than to be in the pen sharing showers. Tony told us this world was ours, and the Bible told us every girl was sour. Don't flee in a garden and don't smell her flower. Call me Mr. Carter or Mr. Lawnmower. Boy, I got so many bitches like I'm Michael Lowry. Even when stuff on me, see, she couldn't doubt me. Motherfucker, I say life say shit without me. Chrome lips poking out the coupe, look like it's pouting. I do what I do, and you do what you can do about it. Bitch, I'll turn a crack rock into a mountain. Damn, man, don't you compare me, cause there ain't nobody near me. They don't see me, but they hear me. They don't feel me, but they fear me. I'm ill at C3, 3P.
Like you did to my cell phone?
Oh, man.
The hell, you fell asleep?
Nah, sorry about that. Mishu was outside, and another cat was in the yard. So all I heard was this all this growling and shit. So I had to go check on that. Then mi madre called, and she wanted me to put out, you know, 2 of the kittens because someone was getting them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So where you got the kittens at?
Am I putting out the black one for you or no?
Hmm?
Am I putting out the black one for you or no?
I didn't want the black one.
I thought you said you wanted the black one.
No, I wanted the female.
Wow.
I don't want the male. What, the kitten,
sick.
Right?
Huh?
The kitten?
Yeah.
I mean, if you can get rid of them, get rid of them. Don't save them just for me, but... You know,
you
got anything left?
Yeah, I woke up this morning with my cat's ass in my face.
Ew, what cat?
Princess.
Oh, you have her back at your house?
Nah, I slept in my mom's house.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, what the
so wait,
fuck?
Wait, where the kittens at?
At my house.
Oh, okay.
I have to say, I'm very disappointed in my crew. Like,
why?
I can understand if, you know, I call you over and say, oh, yo, call the show, and you don't call it, or if you don't have the time, okay, understandable. It's not like I told you a day in advance or gave you some time. It's understandable. But don't tell me you're going to do it and then not do it. And that's real stupid.
That's true. I hate when people tell me they're going to do things and then they don't do it.
Yeah?
Well, see, it clarifies them as a sellout. Hold on, I'm going to have you call up the show. Yeah? We're going to talk about selling them.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking play another song. This is Shirley Low, Dun Dun. Keep listening to the CD show, man. I actually want to hear that a million again. My shit.
Huh?
Keep a lock. T STD.
Mute the phone. I think we have another caller.
Yeah, I know, but hold on. It's like this shit pisses me off because I need.
What, your cheat computer?
Yeah, I need more smokes so I won't get pissed off. Fuck the computer. This computer is fucking my high up.
Hold on, wait, he has to mute me first. Once he gets his computer. It does suck.
Fucking phone, man, I swear. I mean, computer.
Oh, man. Yo, my nephew says that's when you know you need to burn another one when you're confusing the phone for the computer.
Word. Yo, I didn't think nobody heard that shit, too.
He's actually on hold.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't think nobody caught it. I thought I was scot-free with that shit.
Yeah, you know who's fucking shit banging in the background.
Fucking Cooper's dumb ass. You know, she had to fucking catch that shit. I mean, you know she wasn't catching that shit.
You know I was.
All right, here we go. Let's see if this shit will let us, you know what I mean, talk and shit. Loud as fuck.
Yo, show
yeah, that's
red.
Cool. Oh, come on, man. Though.
We done already gave him a session of eruption. Let's see if we can
damn.
Get a drift on. Let's drift. Yeah, the club, yeah, strip club that is. Haha, yeah.
Oh, man, you know I'm fucked up, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
okay,
I because I pushed the button thinking that it was an instrumental, and it's not an instrumental.
Up north, it's actually almost, it's one of the cheapest. Because you don't need a 4-year degree for that, you know what I mean? You need 2 years.
So all the callers out there that are listening, you must be feeling some type of tipsy way to actually understand what the fuck is going on. If you think that this is not funny, then obviously you're not high. Go to your weed store, your bodega, go to your local corner, go to your local friend, your local grandmother, go to the GNC, go to the Indian spot at Pipes and Puffs, get a bag of weed. Or a tea bag. Or get some crack.
Whatever.
We don't condone drug use in here. Drugs are bad. But if you're going to use them,
we just recommend it.
We don't recommend.
You know, my nephew, bro.
Yo,
come on,
yeah.
Get your computer working.
Yeah, I'm trying. We don't recommend it, but it's just.
No.
You do what you do.
We don't condone it.
We don't condone it. You do what you do. You're gonna do it anyway, right? If I tell you don't smoke weed, you're gonna smoke weed anyway, right? Okay then. So with that said and done, whatever drug you use, use it now, and you will understand everything that's going down. I got a song that's playing that I've been pushing stop for the longest. I got a brother that's on hold that can hear me, and I can't hear him, and I'm pissed off.
Exactly.
Oh, here we go. All right, yeah. Dropping dollars, popping coppers, damn fool, what it do? Stopping hoppers, gang, gang, hey, just a minute. I wanna put that in the middle. Get the number, we'll set the same. Put the same, swift like drift away. Hey, I'm a drifter. This is a damn shame. Shit like this makes you want to just steal somebody's laptop and go to McDonald's. Go on Wi-Fi.
You're probably better off. I should have left you my laptop.
Yeah, you should have. You wanted to be a smartass.
I know, that's why I was like, not a Brianna, go. Did you see what I'm
Look, I'm not gonna promote any more on MySpace. It's obviously slowing shit down. Got like fucking an hour before the show is over. This is a fucking damn shame, man. What? Yeah, Cuba.
Yeah.
Why me?
Why you?
Why?
I don't know.
We leave.
Ooh, look at the pretty rainbow.
You gotta light up, then ask yourself that question.
Oh, there you go. Perfect timing. You gotta light up and then ask that question. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Perfect fucking timing. Oh, man. What's good, brother?
Chillin', man. How you?
I'm good, man. I mean, I got a little buzz. I'm pissed off because I can't roll for shit, so I got it, but I got a bong, and my shit is nowhere near around here.
Shit.
I mean, I can be a real fiend and, you know, get a leaf and roll up and try it, but...
Yeah, right.
I'll be smoking it in chemicals and all types of shit, other than the chemicals on it, you know, so...
Yeah, but ain't nothing like Dutch, though, man, shit.
Yeah... Now, what's wrong with Philly blunts and paper and all that? Why can't you use those?
Man, you can, but if you want to get a nice, tight roll, you know what I'm saying, to perfection, you want to get it pretty looking and just be with a classic, you know, it's almost like a throwback, you know what I mean? That's how you got to do it with the original Dutch.
Uh-huh.
But if you ain't got, you know, a corner store that got the Dutchess and stuff. You do what you got to do to get the job done, baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
But, see, ain't nothing wrong with a Philly, but, nah, they got to prefer with the Dutchess, man. Especially they came out with the strawberry Dutch.
Yeah.
And the grapes, you know what I'm saying? So
they got some pink lemonade shit, too. But it's not Dutch, though. It's not Dutch.
Oh, man, we got these things. I haven't seen them up here, but I was just telling my nephew. We got these things called Bluntvilles.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the best. They're already, like, loose, just leaf.
They're already, yeah, they're just wrapped. You get two in a pack.
Yeah.
Okay, so they regular, like, wraps, then.
Yeah.
But they're Dutch wraps.
Oh,
they
Dutch
don't be the regular, the yellow wraps, the regular Phillies.
That's hot.
Now, what's up with the taste? I don't ever taste that shit. Like, I just taste burnt. Taste like burnt skin.
Yo, I don't. That's why I don't be messing with them wraps, man. That's why I stick to my Dutchess, man. Cause they at least it's got a strong taste to it. Other than that, I ain't with that burnt taste, man.
Uh huh.
Yo, we gotta do the the censored version for, like, the next few minutes.
The what?
The censored version for the next few minutes.
Why? Because your C's are around?
No, not even. The older one.
Ah, she knows English?
Of course.
Damn, I know she knows English.
Oh, yeah, of course. Understands everything.
I feel like Dr. Claw. I got a black bitch cat on my lap.
Oh, shit.
Yo, that cat does look like the cat, the only thing that has hair. That cat doesn't have hair. So skinny and scrawny.
Oh, man.
So
fucked
funny.
Up because I had something to say. Oh, yeah. Now, have you ever used a bong?
Oh, all day, every day.
Okay, now, what if I put Pepsi soda in there instead of water?
Ooh, I mean, I don't know where you're trying to go with it. You're trying to risk a heartburn. You're going to have some water on the side, baby.
Oh, shit.
You feel me? I don't know if you're trying to, you know, smoke and shit at the same time, man. So,
yeah.
That'd be kind of rough.
Yeah, because I was nervous as shit, because I'm like, damn. You get that effect off of water. What if you have some, like, acidy soda up in that motherfucker? Like, would it make your high higher? And you know, Kubo.
Get a little risky and throw some Hennessy in there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you got a drink. You got a shot of something that you can smoke out of and drink at the same time.
Yo, I'm telling you, it's gonna get to your lungs now. If you had virgin lungs before, well, guess believe that cherry going to be popped.
No homo.
Yeah, exactly. No homo.
Oh, shit. Remember the first time I did it, which was about a week ago.
Oh, you liar. You've been smoking for like 6 weeks now.
Oh, 6 weeks?
Hell yeah, since I got over there.
Yeah, I don't even feel like it.
Hello? Well, the last time I went.
No, I'm saying where it actually counted. Before
well, it actually counted. This trip actually counted because the trip before that didn't count. You were like, oh, yeah, I did this and that. He did this. He did something like. I don't feel nothing. I don't feel nothing. He was like, what the? He was like, yeah, I was like, yeah, you're the only person I know that smoked was against. No effects. He was like, ah, nah, whatever. But this trip, he said, he was smoking. He's like, ooh, he starts laughing. He's like, I like this. Oh, I feel it now. Oh, I feel it now. You know when you feel like that dizziness, or that's just coming? Oh, man.
Nah, because it's, so, cause it's like,
out.
Motherfuckers be saying that, you know, like Snoopy, like, I get lifted and Bone Thugs me, I'm so high. It's like, nasty what the fuck they talking about. Like, you lay back and it literally feels like someone's pulling you by your soul and lifting you up out of your body. Like, I'm good. Like, your face muscles get all frowned up, like, as if you're doing a Joker smile, but you ain't smiling for a motherfucker. But it just feels that way. And then when you stand up, it feels like, you know, you're just falling back. Yo, it's funny. I saw a marijuana commercial the other day. And when I watched it, this is how you know that you're a weed head. I'm not officially weed head, but I'm a beginner weed head. And this is how you know. Go on.
You're officially a weed head when you can't roll, can't nothing, and you're still like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it anyway. I'm going to have it.
Word. But see, you know you're a weed head when at the end of a drug ad, you say this. That's bullshit, man. Oh, fuck out of here. That shit is corny, man. Well, niggas, those are the niggas that ain't never had it before.
But see, now you know how much they exaggerate.
They exaggerate a lot because they had these.
They exaggerate a whole lot.
They had these three white kids, right? And the three white kids was walking on the farm. All right. So they're walking on the farm. They sneak into the farm, and there's a pony sitting there. So one of the white kids pulls the tail, and the pony kicks him in the shin. The other one pulls the tail, and same thing, gets kicked in the shin. So the kid looks and goes, and then turns around, walks away, and they go, you don't have to, the message was, if you don't have to think twice to know that something's not, isn't a good idea. In other words, oh, I'm going to follow everybody. I'm going to pull the tail. Motherfucker, I did it without anybody telling me. And it's the best feeling in the world. Now, I've never done crack, never done all that shooting up shit, snorting and all that. I never will. I mean, but this is pure, like Smokey said, from the earth.
Yep.
You know?
The purest thing you got.
The way you got to look at it, man, grab any five people off the block. Now, you get these five people, and now if you even try an experiment, now, if they could drink and drive and if they could smoke and drive, now, which one are they going to accomplish first?
Well,
which one are they going to actually get away with more, you know what I mean?
Well, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have anybody, any day, you know what I'm saying, burn it down before they actually start drinking. Because you drink and get behind the wheel, you don't really got control.
Yeah.
But shit, you could roll up a dud, sit back, draw some Snoop Dogg, some Nas, some Biggie, anything, and just lean back, and you feel like the world is on your side.
Yeah. That's actually true. But see, I can drive when I'm drunk. Like, I drive the best when I'm drunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what you think.
No, I'm talking, I drive home all the time.
But you don't drink like that. I bet you don't get trashed.
No, I don't get trashed. I get tipsy. But see, the same thing with you know, marijuana, because it's like, if, for instance, that day I smoked too much, like I smoked it.
Well, you know what happened is he put himself out. He had only been smoking a couple of days. And as a matter of fact, it was like the second or third day, right?
Yeah.
And he decides to take a blunt to the neck. I was like trying to be greedy. I was like, oh, you don't want to pass that? He's taking like 10 shots. Straight back to back. And I was like, all right, go ahead. He got that. Like, you know, you get so high that your head goes, we're driving. He's like, just a sidewalk disappeared.
Bro, that motherfucking sidewalk disappeared. I had to pull over like a bitch. Like, yo, you take over.
Yeah, that's the chronic speaking, dog.
What? I saw that shit. I'm driving, and I'm looking at the sidewalk, and that shit at first it was pins and needles. Like, it slowly disappeared. And I'm like, nah, dog. I'm going to end up wrapped around a pole. Yo, you're going to have to take this well. And then I'm laying down, and that roller coaster ride that's so cool and all that, that shit turned into a nightmare. Like, I closed my eyes, and I feel like, yeah, I mean, I'm being jerked and all that. I'm like, ah, nah. I didn't want to move. I had to go back home, pause, no homo. I had to go back home and lay ass naked in the bed with a fan. It was already cold as shit outside, but with the fan on me and lay there as if I was dead and woke up with a fucking hangover.
What
a head rush. I burnt out or whatever.
Yeah, that's, see, you already know when you need to cure that is when you need to light up again, take care of the problem. Right.
Is that true?
That's the truth. Yep. That's the medicine to anything. If you got a hangover from drinking anything, it don't matter. You wake up the next day, you light up a J, a Philly, a Dutch, whatever it is that you want. I guarantee you that 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, you're going to forget about everything that happened.
Oh, shit.
And that's the medicine. That's the dose.
Yeah.
So we family, huh? We so believe in our
shit. Yeah, this nigga know more than you. What's going on?
Yeah, we're going to celebrate his birthday. He's going to be 21. We're going to do it big up in New York. We're going to take him to New York.
Hey, we're playing New York.
Huh?
Oh, yo, dog, I fucked up, man. I smoked, fell asleep. I wake up to my brother putting his ashes out on my face. It's fucked up.
That's fucked up. That is fucked up.
With a serious ass face, and as he's putting them out, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, I'm passing it off. The hug, you want it? Fuck out of here, nigga. Yeah, but when's his birthday?
2.5 weeks, dog. May 19th, baby.
All right. You still going to be out there, Cooper?
Yeah, I'm going to be out here. I'll probably be leaving towards the end of the month. Or if not, I'll probably have just left. But regardless if I have just left, like I said, he's gonna be in staying up in North Jersey where I was staying at.
Yeah.
At my mom's. He's gonna be staying at my mom's. So he's gonna be heart in the center. All we gotta do is just come scoop him up.
Word, dog. That's in the middle. We'll go straight to Staten Island.
Mhm.
You get to meet this fucking Fred Joe Starr, Buster Douglas. Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, but I want to take him to the city. Like, that day, I'm going to call my boss. We're going to get tickets. We're going to get in. And I don't care if we have to be there before 11. We're going to be there before 11.
Oh, well, hold on. We got this nigga in his house. He's late like his mom's period.
What's up, L-E?
L-E. What up, nigga?
L-E.
L-E.
No, I'm late like when you lost your virginity at 26, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Ball-headed bastard, what up, nigga?
Chillin'.
Where you at?
I'm at home. You guys finally got the show back up and running, or is that just for the day?
Yeah, you got to talk to him about that. I don't know. Jason,
nah, it's up and running, man. It's up and running. Fuck that. You got to get that shit back together.
All right, I guess. Who's on the line now?
That's her cousin.
No, my nephew.
Oh, my bad. Nephew.
My nephew. No, I want to say my cousin, too, but no, that's my nephew.
What's your nephew?
Yeah.
No, you know he's gangster. You know what I'm saying? When you meet your auntie for the first time, the first thing y'all doing is lighting up.
I know. Isn't that so weird?
Yeah.
The first day we met, we was like, let's fart. We was like, yeah. He's like, oh, man, I'm his favorite auntie now.
That's crazy. It's a little dysfunctional, but it's also cool.
It's a little dysfunctional, but it's cool, right?
Yeah.
That's okay. Every family has a dysfunctional side, so
I figure
I better make the most of it.
Oh, SD is the functional side of his family. Oh.
What's up, L.E.?
I gotta take a shit, man.
Oh, wow.
Drop
up. There's a perfect show for that.
Huh?
There's a perfect show for that.
I gotta drop a bomb on their ass, man. I feel like dropping flex bomb on the toilet right now.
Do you know when to go get that phone?
What phone? Oh.
That phone that was lost?
You know what? I mean, I love her, but, you know, I guess we're just, love is just going to have to wait. Right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? It's a headache.
Huh?
It's a headache.
No, I said love is going to have to wait.
Yeah, no, but it's a headache. Like, you know, that situation is a fucking headache. Like, what's the point?
No, she doesn't know what she's missing. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope she's listening too, old punky.
He's an old funky ass. Hey, dog. Hey, yo, E.
What up?
What would you sell your girl for? Would you sell her for a night for $1 million?
I would sell my girl for a full tank of gas and some hot tamales in Boston.
Damn, that's type cheap, man.
Yo, listen, dog. Times is hard out here, baby.
Hey, especially with gas prices now. Yeah, you fill my tank up, I love you to death.
Fill my tank up, I might have damn gay sex with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Gas is $3.89, man.
Where?
Wow.
In New York.
For a regular?
No, that's for a premium.
Oh, this nigga. You know, you about the dumbest nigga ever. So what, you need premium for your Altima? Your Nissan Maxima, nigga?
Word,
you know what I mean? Shit. I gotta get a premium. It's the best. Yeah, the best to make you broke, nigga.
Yeah, for real. It's all
the best way to be broke or quicker, nigga. Shit.
Hey, you like my car ain't fly, B. You know my shit is fly, though.
This shit is fly, but it ain't that fly, nigga.
It ain't no Beamer and shit.
Shit.
Better believe I put premium in that bitch every time, though. I put one tank of premium, one tank of regular. One tank of premium, one tank of regular.
And a year later, there goes your engine.
Word. Wondering why your Nissan Maxima shit is on the ground. Nah, but
transmission on the floor and shit.
Yo, wait, yo. If it gets to the point where niggas gotta ride bikes,
oh man. Yo, I'm about to get a motorcycle, B.
I'm talking about bicycles, nigga.
No, I'm talking
about bicycles.
What?
Yo, listen, you be asked out because where you live is straight country and everything is mad far. So if you have to ride a bicycle, you're hit.
Yo, as long as I get a dyno with some pegs in the back, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
You got a gyro.
Dino.
Huh?
I've had a dyno since I was like 8 years old.
Bird. Dang. I had a fucking silver with purple handlebar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was young, it wasn't gay shit. Whoa, what the fuck is that?
That's a little curve.
Oh, shit.
Water.
Oh, that's a baby?
That's my daughter.
Yeah.
That's my daughter.
Oh, shit, damn. Come on, man, thinking it was...
turned on by that?
I thought somebody moaning.
But yeah, you were getting turned on by that.
Oh, shows
where your mind is at.
Oh, shit.
Pee-wee Herman ass and shit. Think about those little kids.
Oh, shit. No, I don't know. If it came to... I would actually sell my girl for $1 million because I wouldn't give a fuck. Because it's like, afterwards, we're...
Find another one.
Hey, word, I mean, you know.
Dude, you got $1 million, man. How hard is it going to be to find a shorty?
Yeah, but wait a second. $1 million nowadays, it doesn't make you a millionaire. You know that,
shit,
right?
$1 million to me is a millionaire. 200,000 is a millionaire to me.
Yeah, but you know what? 200,000 ain't going to get you nothing these days.
I can't front, because I do want $1 million house, so.
Exactly.
I got a house, and I bought a house, and now I got to pay everything else. Fucking, all right, but still. It's a lot more than what you. It's a lot more than what all of us put together will make in a year.
So let me ask you a question. Oh no, definitely. But I'm saying, so you'd be all right with your woman sleeping with somebody else for $1 million?
Yeah, but but one thing has to happen though. You know, let me finish. When she does it, she has to sign a contract stating that she will not continue. And after that deal, that's a done deal. And if she did continue and got caught, that half of the money that, no, 75% of the money, man, fuck that, 95% of the money that she got is mine. See, so that would make her not cheat no more.
No, but what if the agreement was, being that she did it, okay, because remember, you're selling her, it has to be half and half.
I don't know about that one. I get offered $1 million, man. I don't know how loyal I'm gonna be.
Well, 500 G's? Nah. How about this? 250,000 is hers. And the other 30.
She's doing a dirty deed over here. You
ain't gonna
reject.
But I'm the one giving her away. I'm the pimp.
She's the one doing the dirty deed. It doesn't matter.
You know what I mean? The deal. The deal ain't with her.
As a matter of fact, she's doing all the work, so it should more be like 60-40. You get the 40, she get the 60.
Whoa, Paul.
You supply the work, though. You supply the work.
Exactly. I'm supplying this man with this. And 9 times out of 10, the girl don't want to do it anyway. So I'm like, look, you better do it. It's $1 million.
Yo, dog, if you give her any more than $25,000, you ain't a pimp. You a simp.
Word.
Matter of fact, yo, if you give her any more than a brand new 08 Toyota Corolla, nah, dog. Matter of fact, I'm bugging. If you give her any more than an 06 Scion, you a pimp. You're not a pimp, man.
Oh shit.
And that's for real.
And that's for real.
That's for real. That's what they say down south.
For real.
For real. Oh, down south. Nonsense. That's funny.
So let me ask you a question. Would you, somebody tells you to literally eat shit for $1 million? Would you shit for $1 million? Somebody says, I'm going to take a crap.
I think I would.
How much shit are we talking about?
You got
a log.
A log?
A log, yeah, a log.
Is the gagging okay? No homo.
Gagging, all right, yeah. As long as you gotta get it down.
I sit there with a whole gallon of water and make sure that goes down.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I can't fight. I would eat some shit for $1 million.
Ew.
Come on now, $1 million.
Even if it's nice and hot, like it just came out.
Yo, that's $1 million. I mean, they'd be like, hey, yo, they'd be like, hey, yo, they go shit mouth, but he got $1 million.
Look, his shit mouth got $500,000.
Yeah.
And no matter what the nigga said, he always gonna be talking shit.
Yeah. You could have did a clean of shit. There go that nigga that fucked all those badass Puerto Rican strippers. Like, niggas will always say something negative. They'll find negativity in everything.
Oh, man.
Well, you see, niggas like us, we don't get deals like those, man. Those shits don't
come. So let me ask you a question. If your girl, or if they told you they're going to give you $1 million if you let your girl stick a dildo up your ass.
Whoa, no. No.
$1 million,
man. That's $1 million.
No.
What? That's $1 million.
No.
I don't know about
2 million?
That.
Hey, yo, hey.
2 million?
No.
2 million?
No.
5 million.
No.
No, you're lying.
You lying. You straight lying.
You would be like this.
Look, baby, don't say nothing. Don't ever tell
anyone. Nah. Cause you ain't got $5 million. So. Nah. And if you got five million dollars to make deals like that, bitch, you better break me off now.
For real.
Word.
No, somebody's gonna give you a girl. Let's say, somebody's gonna give you a girl $5 million if you let her stick a dildo up your ass.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good money.
Fuck that bitch. She better go back to work Monday.
Hey, yo, E. Hey, yo, E.
Yeah, come on, partner. My toilet is overflowing. I guess I must put a nice log in there.
Hey, ask that nigga a question. I can't even ask him my gay shit.
E. Would you let your girl stick a dildo up your ass for $1 million?
Nigga, if you have to think about it.
Yeah.
If you gotta think about it, dog. If you got to think about it.
Because she's right here looking at me. When you ask.
Oh, if you have to think about it, dog. She's looking at you because she's like, what are you going to say?
I can't do it, partner.
Can't do it?
Not a million.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't believe you. How about 5 million?
5 million? Listen.
I mean,
she could drive a damn Ford Escort in my ass for 5 million.
No!
I'm scared, cuz. I couldn't do that shit.
Words! Oh!
All right. What if you were guaranteed $5,000 a week for life plus $5 million?
Nah, not even. Nah.
Wait, you said how much?
$5,000 a week for life. And when you die, the $5,000 gets passed on to your kids. Each and every one of your kids gets
it. Like, yo, and little kids be teasing my son and daughter and shit. You know how you got that money? Because your dad got fucked in his ass.
I feel so bad for the kid when they get to school, man.
Hey, they call my son and daughter the ass fucking squad. The ass kids. The butt buddies. That wouldn't be butt buddies because your father was one. Fag.
Oh,
hold on, but that doesn't make you a fag because you didn't fuck another dude.
No. You laid there like a woman in the fetal position.
And you got
no, what if you just do it doggy style?
With your leg at a 90 degree angle. You have to make sure you leg at a 90 degree angle.
What if it's a man style? And you just lay flat on the bed.
Now, if I'm laying there, I am. Oh, no, I can't even talk about that.
Listen, that is very. Listen, it's very gay. But you know what? For $5 million and $5,000 a week, I mean, I guess, man, I could buy all of my friends. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'd be like, listen, will you be my friend? I'll give you $1,000 a week. All right. just to be my friend, you know?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Well, I even go find a rich
or you can actually take the money and move to a different state where nobody knows you anywhere.
Or a different country, right?
Exactly.
Nah,
yeah, but you know deep down, every time you look at yourself in the mirror, you know this guy
is selfish. Yeah, I don't give a fuck what you buy. You can buy a $100 million house. You can buy Disney World. You can buy Disneyland or whatever and hire prostitutes. You can do all of that, but no matter what, every time you look at your money and you buy whatever you buy, you're going to say to yourself, damn. I got fucked in my ass for this money. I'm going to spend this money, but I was a bitch for an hour. I was a dude bitch.
Only for an hour, dog? Only for an hour? I mean, come on, man. Only for an hour?
Oh, I don't know how long, Cooper.
I didn't say it had to be no time limit. Just stick it in and out.
Oh, in and out? Come on, man. Yo,
pause. You ain't say that.
Yeah. I'll let you drive a tractor trailer.
Would you let your girl stick a dildo in your ass? I didn't say stick it and rub it in and be like, oh, I'm going to fuck you, daddy. Think this. I didn't say that.
I probably would.
Like, change it up the story real quick.
Y'all act like y'all never got nothing stuck up your ass. Y'all got thermometers stuck up your ass.
When I was young, though. That was the
listen, you still got a piece of fucking metal. Okay, suck up your ass.
So what you're saying, is I was born gay.
No, you weren't born gay.
I am gay.
Man, you were de-virginized regardless when you were little through there, so what's the big difference? You know, I went through when you were little. Everybody has.
Nah, see, I think every baby is a pimp, especially the guys. as soon as they're born, you know what I'm saying, they already around the pussy, so you might as well.
Word! Word. Somebody give that man a bag of weed. On me.
We're starving over here.
On me.
We're starving over here.
Yeah, it's funny, because I'm not starving, but I can't roll for shit. So I'm going to be starving, but I'm going to be full, but starving.
Yeah, that's the scenario munchies, buddy.
Yeah. Well, why do people get the munchies after they smoke? Maybe E's girlfriend can also help on this one.
It's all in your mind, kid. Real shit.
Yeah?
It's all in your mind. If you feel like you're hungry and you feel like you need to eat, all your intentions right before you burn is like, damn, I'm looking forward to having munchies. You're going to eat. But if you chilling, you riding out, whatever, you burn one down, you ain't going to get hungry. But I ain't going to fight, though. It will give you a sense of an appetite, though. It's like drinking does, because I know some people drink all day and can eat all day.
Uh-huh.
I don't see how that happens, but, you know what I'm saying? With marijuana, cannabis, it's all in the mind, but really, how you want to put it is how you're going to have it. If you don't feel like, you feel like, you know, this sack ain't finna get the job done, it ain't going to get the job done. You could have the most dirtiest dirt, and you could turn that bitch into fire.
Uh-huh.
That's the whole beauty part about it is you can use your imagination, and it helps create your imagination. You know what I mean? Mm.
That shit is true.
That's the beauty part. And see, like,
is it true that sex is 10 times better on sex? On high?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm a rookie, and I can tell you that.
Yeah, you can't even put that in the same category.
Yeah. Just like,
I wouldn't know, guys. I mean, can you change it to a topic I would know about? Drug addicts.
Man, you're
drug addicts.
This nigga smoked in the army. Oh, yeah, that shit.
Listen, you damn drug addicts. All right?
All right, so this is a good one. Is your girl still listening?
I can relay a message to her.
All right. The next topic is women who use poor excuses. For example, I know my man is out cheating because it's a full moon.
What? That's corny.
No, that's what someone used. I know you're out. Yeah, somebody at one of my stores, he said that his girl called him up and stalked every bar that he normally goes to and said, I knew you was out cheating because it's a full moon outside.
I want some of the shit she got.
What?
For real.
But some women use shit like that, you know? Oh, I had a bad dream. Women's intuition. You know, my period went on my left leg instead of my right this time. So you must be cheating. You must be cheating. There's something wrong. Are you being grimy?
Man, that's the insecurity, man. Because they know you can get bigger and better. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah, they want you to be on their nuts 24/7. You gotta understand, we the one with the nuts,
motherfucker.
Uh huh. Exactly.
I was pouring sugar in my oatmeal, and the sugar bottle, the top came off, and nothing but sugar went in there. You know, so you must be cheating with my sister.
Oh, wow.
Yo, where'd you find that, dog? That's
It's actually on Google. Women who think their man cheats.
Yo, yeah, that's some crazy shit, though, dog.
Oh, man.
They don't have no normal shit there? Like, damn, my man never picks up the phone. Like, damn, my man, you know, disappears every certain time or whatever.
Damn, I caught him cheating.
Huh?
Yeah, damn, I walked in and I saw him cheating with somebody else.
And then niggas always think, like, they came out with that dumbass song, It Wasn't Me. But she saw me in the shower, but it wasn't me. He must have been messing with a white girl. Because any Spanish girl or black is getting at your ass. I don't know about Indian, okay. Maybe Chinese. They're going to whoop your ass while you're in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, this just sucks, man. I'm coming off my high,
man. I don't play that shit.
Shit, they probably come with an ice cold bucket of water and shit, come pour it on your ass.
Mm-hmm. You know, the hot water.
I mean, not just to be, like, racist or anything, but, you know, straight up, white girls are very gullible. I mean, that's not a bad thing, but up to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? You can almost get away with everything.
Yeah.
If you got a Spanish or black chick, you better put them hands up because you already know the three-piece is coming right at you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
And with a Spanish woman, you know there's going to be a blade right underneath the tongue. So don't let her be like, okay, you know what, I'm sorry, and go to kiss you on your neck because she's about to slice your shit.
Everything's going to be all right, baby. Let me just kiss you on your neck.
It's either that or all her family's coming after you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Cuban women.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about you women. I heard y'all be putting rupees on people and shit. Putting spells
and shit.
Putting spells on people.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. I mean, there are some people that, yes, do it. But not really. That's not likely.
I can't front. You know, I ate, you know, some of your chicken ones before, and all of a sudden I got the urge to smoke.
Oh, what? Oh, well, you got the urge as well. I was like, oh,
and look at me now. And look at me now.
That was because I put the. That's because I put the weed in the chicken.
Did anyone ever taste weed tea?
Weed tea?
Oh, dog. Cuba.
Take the stems and you boil them. You never boil the stems?
Not even.
That's the shit.
You gotta get some the stems, put them in some water, boil them, then put a tea bag in there, and boil that, and serve it. That shit is good, and it actually helps out.
Damn, I thought I was bad with the roaches. Shit.
Oh shit. Oh yeah. Oh, you mean collecting a million and one roaches and making one blunt?
Oh, dog, I'm telling you right now, I'm like Raid, boy. I kill all them roaches. I pile them all together. And you know when you broke, when you got a roach blunt going into another roach blunt, you feel me? it's like a story that keeps going and going and going. That bitch ain't going to stop.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit. That shit is funny.
But I bet you that shit going to get you lit, though.
Yeah, actually it does. Cuba actually made one. She, like, collects her roaches and shit, and then makes a huge roach blunt. Kambans.
Kambans.
Kambans. Kambans. It's funny because I actually miss, you know, lighting up with SD and them. It's like they laugh over the silliest shit. Like they were saying something with like, but it was real feminine, but it was funny. Like something with it was like licenses.
Trying to use the list and shit.
Licenses. Oh man.
It's funny. He's funny.
Yeah, you know right
the best
time to light up.
Huh?
You know right now would be the perfect time to light up.
I know, because everybody's gone now, right?
You know what?
Right.
I'm gonna do a late night show.
You should, man. That's the best time.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm about to shower.
What?
What time does the show end?
It ends at 8:30.
8:30?
Yeah.
And I got to take a shower, so.
I don't know why, nigga. You ain't got no friends.
I don't know if you got
any. He's already writing his list down to see what friends he's going to buy first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
know this is some fucking sad shit when I'm fucking looking around my house talking about how many dollars I can collect so I can see how much fucking smoke I can get right now.
Oh, wow. Yo, I'm pissed off because I lost a blunt in my room. And I have
never
yet
found
to,
it?
Never found it.
Really?
Never found it.
Did you ever clean that pile of fucking shit that you had in the corner?
Nah, I didn't do that.
I told you it has to be there.
One time.
Mierda.
Mierda.
That nigga don't know Spanish for shit.
Oh, man, that's great. Yo, so how's the weather like up there right now? It's cold up there?
Nah, it's pretty decent, man. It ain't as hot as it is down there, though. Like, right now, it's a little, it's breezy.
Yeah, that's what we got. We got a little breeze, but we got that hot-ass muggy, you know what I'm saying? So that breeze is perfect.
Yeah. Hey, yo, E. Yo, E. Fucking gay Power Ranger. Yo.
He's definitely the pink Power Ranger.
He definitely is.
Black.
Yo, how's the weather up there?
Good. It was like 25 degrees today.
How is it now?
Huh?
Oh, it's cooling off a little bit. I'm standing here naked. Febreze, so it's got...
Whoa. What'd you say about Febreze, nigga?
Standing here naked in my bathroom.
Oh, man. No. We don't need to hear that.
Ooh, he's naked on the phone. Ew.
I'm touching freaking berries. And I'm touching freaking berries.
This guy's definitely a gaff.
Putting the fruits and berries out.
Yeah, it's fucking Franks and beans. Franks and beans in the face ass nigga. Oh, porta potty face ass nigga. Oh, what are y'all doing tonight at 11 o'clock?
Popping.
I'm gonna fucking do the show.
You gonna be popping tonight?
Huh?
Hold on. You going out? Huh?
He probably don't know
who
he's going to.
To Fresh to Death.
Yo, what's happening?
You going out tonight?
Am I going out tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I don't know. Tomorrow's really the hot night for the clubs and stuff. You know, Wednesday night's kind of just a chill, laid back, you know. Sit on the couch, ESPN, in the drawers with a Dutch in your mouth.
Alright, so then fucking we're gonna do a show tonight then.
Alright, bet it up.
I'm gonna promote Hard Body. I'm gonna promote Hard Body.
Then hold on, we gotta get a fucking L, man. What do we wanna do about this shit?
Yeah, y'all gotta do
yo,
something.
Go ask your, hold on. Yo, go ask your grandmother for like $10 and let's split it.
Oh wow.
Hey, you hear how she trying to set me up,
Oh yeah, put it on you, dog.
No, he's a grandson. Hold on. First of all, you don't understand the advantage he has. My mother only has grand girls. So right now, okay, she just found her long-nosed grandson, okay? And, like, right now he's, like, the sugar, right? He got big. I can't go to my mom right now and be like, yo, ma, you know what I mean? Plus, I already did that too much.
Oh, wow.
I already feel like, yo, when I was up north, I'd be like, yo, ma, can I borrow some money to eat? And then I'd just go shopping. And, like, be real stingy with the food, you know, and I buy, like, a whole bunch of shit, buy everything on sale, just so I can go buy weed.
Uh-huh.
But I figure, come on, you can do it. Like your grandma.
Oh, hell yeah, my daddy's over there, too.
Oh, yeah, you ask your dad. He needs to pay for some money, bro.
Y'all
like, yo, Papa Dukes, yo, tell him that you need... Be like, give him the sad story. Be like, yo, Papa Dukes, man, I need some money to, you know, I'm going to go to a job interview tomorrow. Can I get some money for transportation?
He's got excuses to get money so you can get high. Jot him down, folks.
Now, that is a certified pothead for your ass.
Word. You're going to get the next man in trouble. Just so you can smoke.
No, it's not just so I can smoke. It's just so like, he can have an L. I can have an L for tonight's show. Because
exactly,
right now, let me tell you
exactly
something. You had to see. The little bit that I had, I was, damn, we smoked the whole thing, unfortunately. We finished it. So we had nothing. I had nothing left. I had a little bit left, which I forgot. The other day, I fell asleep, and I forgot. And I didn't go in. I didn't smoke. Then I went out, and I didn't smoke it. So I forgot that it was there. So today, I remembered. So I was like, oh, man, I took it to the beach. But that shit was gone in 2 minutes.
Like what?
And then we... Huh? Oh, that's the eel. Eve there?
Huh? Yeah, he's there.
The Eve there?
Yeah. Make sure you're tuning in tonight. Your show's going to be from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. I had to count on my fingers for a second. Oh, shit. 11 to 1. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Check out MySpace page. Hit us up with comments. MySpace.com/THE_TD_show. You can check out our pages, you know. We'll be on tonight. Same topic, better channel, and more Blaze. So it's going to be even funnier.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Look up Fresh to Death. He's on my page. You can add
right.
him.
All right, true. I'll definitely add Fresh to Death.
He's over 21, so he could be added.
You need to put a fucking, if you're going to be Fresh to Death, you might as well get one of them air fresheners and put it on your page.
Wait. All right, we're trying to come with jokes now. All right.
Nah, I'm saying. Ain't no jokes. It's all love, bro. Nah, we're going to play this new song. It's by Fat Pimp called Rock Daddy. Keep locked on the TD show. Make sure y'all hit us up tonight. We'll be airing live 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Yeah,
come to this shit, like, run the city. Hey, yo, it's your boy.
shoulders out. Yeah. I got them looking at me, and they're watching me rag daddy. Do the rag daddy.
Yeah.
Do the rag daddy.
Yeah.
I got them looking at me, and they're watching me rag daddy.
Yeah.
I got jealous.
Blog Talk Radio.